B-Pod Studios.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with continuous esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around!
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I'm James Campbell, and with me is Robbie Landis, as well as someone who would never mistake Crunchyroll for someone's sushi order instead of an anime streaming service, Weirdbeard.
I will tell you right now, I'm just deep watching Fire Force, which is an anime all about firefighters.
Okay, wow. Nobody cares about that. What people do care about, James, did you think that Crunchyroll was a sushi service?
Maybe I did. That's why I didn't put the blame on myself, Robbie.
Oh, well, I'm glad that we do have our resident anime expert here with us. Now, look, I feel like people are kind of on the fence about what's happened here, but Sony is rumored to be buying Crunchyroll, which is essentially it's the Netflix for anime.
Yes.
Okay. That's what it is. So people pay a monthly fee, get access to all the anime.
I thought it was a side dish that came along with my wasabi.
I mean, it could also be. But if you are in America and you're watching anime legally, you're doing it through Crunchyroll, period, right? So the fact that Sony's looking to buy this, I mean, well, what are your thoughts here, Weirdbeard?
Well, I think that this is a move, maybe not for today, but this is the same as streaming services become more and more like cable, right? Where it's like,
because anime is still actually very difficult to find, even on other services like Netflix. You have a few shows here and there, and they're trying to do some original stuff.
Yeah, you might see some of it at late right. One night on Adult Swim.
If you're a diehard, you're paying for Crunchyroll,
and that's because for most of the, like, there's, it's just like TV again, right? In the sense that there's a few production companies that are the headmasters of it. They're the ones that oversee the production. They're the ones that fund the making of the anime, so they don't just allow it to go out into the wild. And then there's also the whole like thing of like simulcasts, right? To where if an anime episode goes live in Japan, a lot of times people in the US want to be able to watch it at the same time. The only way that you're going to be able to do that is through Crunchyroll. So again, the fact that like streaming services are moving more and more towards being like cable channels, you have to see this as maybe not necessarily just buying a company that shows anime, but buying a huge customer base, and they're also buying all the infrastructure that allows, you know, the live simulcast, the new episodes, having subs, so it's like subtitled or dubbed with English voices.
And we also have to imagine that if Sony does buy this, that we should be looking at like PlayStation 5 integration.
Absolutely.
So are you thinking maybe the PlayStation 5 might be the only way you can have access to your Crunchyroll?
I don't think the only way. You'll probably still be able to do it on the PC as well. But if people have instant access, like the press of one button on their PlayStation 5 for it, look, but Microsoft was like, we're going to buy Bethesda. Sony was like, yeah, we're going to buy anime.
Who do you think is making the better deal?
Sony.
Well, really?
Do you think that someone's going to go and buy a PlayStation just because of Crunchyroll?
No, but again, like, Microsoft is limited in the fact that they just have game stuff, right? Like, they have not been pushing anything.
It's not
other
entertainment. It's not a multimedia system.
Yeah, and that's what really, what ended up happening with some of the older generations of consoles is that you would have both, but one of them offered movies, games, TV,
How
everything.
Many of you know someone who sold to their parents, like, get me a PlayStation 2, because it's basically a DVD player as well.
Yes.
I sold that to myself. I was like, I'm going to get a PS2. I can watch DVDs in my bedroom now. Mom and dad will never know that I'm watching dirty movies on my PlayStation 2.
Yeah, so it is, look, I don't know that it's as big for the gaming community, the Crunchyroll thing, but it is definitely, if it goes through, again, these are rumors, it is definitely going to be, I think, a big win in the column for Sony.
Can't be bothered to play new games as they come out.
I've been hearing about this Skyrim thing. Is that worth buying?
For gamers behind the times, it's the Patient Gamer.
Each week, Weirdbeard and Robbie bring us a new game to check out that we might have otherwise missed. What do we have this week, Robbie?
This week, we're talking about the biggest comeback story in gaming, No Man's Sky.
Imagine a game on a scale like you've never seen before. In a universe so vast, you'll never get to explore it all. Not because it's too big, but because you'll be too bored to even bother. No Man's Sky.
So No Man's Sky actually started as a Kickstarter game. It was one of the most successfully funded ones that was out there.
Do you know what Kickstarter is?
Yeah, that's like the service where like people who might not be able to have the funds to fund a project can put it online.
Crowdfunding, yeah, exactly.
And supporters can support the project, yeah, and then they get perks for certain levels of support.
And part of what happens in Kickstarter is you go, okay, you know, if we reach this much money, this is what we're going to be able to do. If we reach this much money.
Yeah, like stretch goals.
Yeah.
We call them stretch goals.
No Man's Sky was notorious because they raised so much money The vision of the game became bigger than what they could deliver on.
Oh, wow.
So they had promised so much stuff that
Kickstarter was writing checks that their developers couldn't cash.
So when it eventually came out, all the stuff they promised would be there wouldn't there. And they got into so much trouble that a lot of people actually tried to take them to court for false advertising. Now, this was years and years and years ago. I had bought it when it first came out. It was not what I thought it was. But since then, the developers have turned this game around.
Really?
And it's more than what they promised before. And the people who still play it absolutely swear by it. Now, this isn't the usual type of game that I would pitch on the patient gamer. Normally, I'm all about the story and the characters.
Yeah.
There's not really any of that here.
This really? Wow, this is not a Robbie Landis type of game.
Yep, it's a space sim in exploration. So the whole idea is you get to go through space, exploring planets, building spaceships in bases, and all of these planets are procedurally generated. So in normal games, you have to go through and build the planet piece by piece. So maybe in a real game, you'd have like maybe 6 or 7 planets you could land on.
Yeah.
This is a fully fleshed out universe, James.
Really?
You could explore planets for the rest of your life and never visit them all. And this is how I'm going to sell it to you, James.
I could finally be an astronaut.
Yes. James, this is how I'm going to sell it to you, right?
Yeah.
When this game first came out, there were blogs and Twitter accounts dedicated entirely to going to these planets, which are procedurally generated, everything from the fauna to the animals, and just finding planets that had animals that looked like
Yes.
That's all they did.
And I'll tell you,
that's
very
all
phallic
they did.
Creatures.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
Here's the thing. Once you name something, right?
Yeah. It's permanent.
That's what it's named. So it's not like somebody else can come in and call it whatever they want. If you discover the planet first and you name it like,
oh my gosh,
this is the James planet.
You just sold me.
I think, because I have this game already, right?
Yes.
I think that you and Weirbeer should get, and I think that we should go on like a space exploration stream and just go see what we can find.
Yes. Can we find something that nobody has found yet and then name it some really.
Yes.
Yes.
ridiculous name.
Yeah, that's
God.
That's exactly what this is. Now, like, this is the kind of, it has a Cinderella tale in the sense that it launched terribly. It's notorious, like Robbie said, for having a really bad launch.
Yeah, this is the same one my roommate ended up getting the money back on after he wrote some emails.
But if you actually like go through and check it out now, this game is a totally different game. They fleshed out a lot of the promises that they eventually said originally they were going to be able to do. It just took a lot longer. It took a lot more money. It took a lot more staff. So it's a very, very, very good game at this point.
Yep, which you can play on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. Now, it is still a full price title at this point at $60,
yeah.
But it goes on sale a lot. And in fact, when I was checking it out for this segment, at the time, it was on sale for 50% off.
Oh, wow.
I believe that has ended since then.
Okay.
But put it on your Steam wish list. Keep an eye out.
Got the holidays right around the corner. I'm sure they have some great Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals.
It's a great pick it up and play it whenever you need to just like relax and like sail through the stars and explore some crazy planets.
All right. Well, there you go. There's your patient gamer recommendation. No Man's Sky. Available on the PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Go check it out if you want to explore outer space and name phallic-looking creatures after yourself.
There you go.
Coming up, we asked on social media, if you were stuck on a desert island with one video game character, who would it be?
I just have to say that I am very, very disappointed in about half of the responses that we got.
We got a lot of James answers.
It doesn't matter if you were the last person on the planet, all right? Samus Aran is not going to sleep with you guys.
Well, maybe she'll sleep with me.
No.
We'll find out when Checkpoint XP returns.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. The League of Legends World Championships have concluded, and League is officially in the offseason. The LCS is expected to resume in late January or early February 2021. With the Overwatch League Grand Finals in the books, normally we'd turn our attention to the Overwatch World Cup. However, with BlizzCon canceled this year, that event is not going to be happening. We're unlikely to see more professional Overwatch until 2021. The November 6th Siege Major has been replaced by a regional competition that will be held online. North American competition will run November 13th through the 15th. The Capcom Cup has been delayed into the first quarter of 2021, as players are still competing in qualifiers around the world. Riot's Valorant First Strike Tournament will lead us off in December, running December 3rd through the 6th. We're coming up on the end of the major esports season at this point, and it's going to be a long wait until January. Hopefully 2021 will be a better year for esports. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, check out our website. That's over at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.